The rehabilitation of a low-income apartment complex on Peoria's western edge is wrapping up this spring, but there's already hundreds of people on the wait list. Tim Shelley reports.
You might know it as Pearson Hills, but the redevelopers of this Section 8 housing are redubbing the early 70s development as Parkwood Commons. Wallet Communities is nearing completion of the rehab. Vice President of Development Alexis Dunphy says bringing the apartments up to snuff has taken 4 years and $19.7 million.
We were able to address some of those things that we as operators and managers of this would say, oh, time out, this is a life safety issue, right? So those wiring and those windows that weren't meeting egress, doors that were falling off the hinges kind of situation.
The rehab of the 50-building low-income apartment complex has taken place in several stages, with the first residents moving back in months ago. But Parkwood Commons isn't yet fully up and operational.
We've had some challenges along the last year or so with COVID and labor and supply, but we're optimistic that we'll be able to finish this spring.
Dunphy says there's currently a wait list of more than 500 people waiting for a Parkwood Commons apartment. She says that's remarkable, with the backlog usually hovering around 30 to 40 people for similar projects. Wallet Communities was also behind the rehabilitations of Parkview Estates, Holbert House, Schlarman House, and Reservoir Estates. I'm Tim Shelley.